Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I called Rich Dykstra Jr., who is the vice president of sales and operations over at Dykstra Home Services. Rich, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we talk about leasing, it's getting colder, and there might be a lot of people out there that maybe have boilers and furnaces that, you know, think, oh, it's too late. I don't want to do my fall checkup, cleanup. You know, I'll just do it next year. But you still are doing this, and it's still a good idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. As everyone should know by now, we got a lot of winter left in Chicago and some pretty brutal weather yet to come. So, you know, annual maintenance can shake out a lot of small problems or even bigger problems before it breaks down in that emergency situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest thing, I know you'll probably agree with me, is like a dirty flame sensor. And if you get your technicians to come out and do that now and clean it all up, or maybe even replace it, depending on the situation, that avoids like the February, you know, 20 below zero and you have no heat type of situation, which if you don't have, you know, your business is all about feast or famine. When those things hit, you got your folks are busier than ever. And man, that's an ounce of prevention that can really go a long way to save you money and heartache.
Exactly. Yeah. And when we're busy, everyone's busy. So, I mean, you could pick up the phone and call as many people as you want, and it might not be as fast as you want. And when it's cold, man, you don't want to be sitting there without heat.
Right.
Yeah. So something small like a dirty flame sensor, we'll even check the, we'll ohm out the igniter, you know, just all these preventative things that could be done just to make sure that, yeah, you look good for this next year.
Yeah, it is one of the hardest working appliances you have going in your home right now. Okay, speaking of that, I started hearing about this leasing, and I've got lots of questions that I want to ask you. So traditionally, you know, I've always given people the advice that, look, technology changes and, you know, furnaces literally almost every year are more and more efficient, and kind of the school of thought, and you can agree or disagree, is, you know, when you get to the 15 years or so with a forced air furnace, you're probably at that point where you should be thinking about planning to replace it, you know, if you've maintained it well, just because the newer stuff is more efficient. But it's an investment to put in a new furnace. You know, it's thousands of dollars. And then you guys throw out this little leasing thing, and I want to understand how that works.
Yeah, so the leasing, it's definitely new to our market, you know, to heating and air conditioning space and to the Chicago market. It's something that's been done for years and years on other appliances. Water heaters are a big thing that are leased in other countries, Canada, and all parts of the U.S., east and out south. But, you know, what it is, it's a way to get a wide range of product from very basic to the top-of-the-line product for little to no money down, and you pay for the use of that product and the comfort that it provides with a smaller monthly payment, and you don't own that piece of equipment.
So there's, okay, so if I'm going to, and I'm just going to talk in rough numbers here. The average house, right, the average house, if we're talking about a furnace and air conditioner, you know, in the Chicagoland area, you're probably talking about spending anywhere from maybe $7,000 to $10,000. Seems like a fair number,
right? Yeah, it does seem fair. The numbers are climbing.
Right. Numbers are climbing. But fair. Okay, and so we're talking about an investment. Like if you guys come in and you know, put that in, I got to write you a check for that amount of money to do that. Now I know there's financing as well. But then I need to maintain this unit, and there's a warranty. You know, maybe it's like, what's the typical warranty? 5 years or something on the parts and the labor, 10 years. It depends, right, on the level that you buy.
Yeah, I mean, you can get 10 years parts and labor, but it's going to require that you pay for annual maintenance as well as all the pieces and parts that it takes to maintain that product.
So now when I say, Rich, I want to lease a furnace, an air conditioner from Dykstra Home Services, you guys come in, you put in a brand new unit, and then I just start making monthly payments. There's no downstroke for this work?
You make your first month's payment, and then everything's installed. So everything's installed, and then from there you have monthly payments. Our program, the Premier program, it's a 120-month commitment, so it's a 10-year lease.
So it's a 10-year lease, but during that 10-year lease, everything is covered. The maintenance, if something fails, you guys come in and you replace it, the labor, the parts. Hey, Mr. Jones, hey, Mrs. Smith, it's all working again. See you later.
Exactly, yeah. There's no trip charges, no overtime fees, you know, whatever that part is, it's covered. And then, you know, I also mentioned the annual maintenance. So that preventative maintenance is also included. And then any filters, UV bulbs, humidifier pads, you know, whatever component that comes with the system that you chose is also covered.
Wow. Wow. So I have to imagine, like, when leasing a car or because that's essentially what you're doing, right? You're leasing like a car, but most times when you mm-hmm. lease a car, they're like, all right, $3,000 at signing and then this much a month or whatever. But right. you're probably going to, in the 10 years, you may pay a little more than what it would cost to buy the thing out, but everything's included.
Right. Right. That's the major difference with the leasing, is everything's included. Hmm. You know,
I'm curious how I know it's new, but have you gotten positive feedback from people when you present this idea to them?
So you get a mixed bag. You know, some have a lot of questions.
Sure.
We do our best to answer those. Some aren't quite there yet or comfortable with this process, but the others that have taken advantage of it love it.
Yeah.
You know, one of my most recent listeners, you know, client actually is in the finance industry and doesn't believe in purchasing a asset that's going to lose.
Depreciating asset, because it is.
Depreciating asset.
Right.
Yeah, see, I'm not in finance. I'm an eating guy.
You're an eating guy. Right.
So yeah, he didn't want to buy a depreciating asset. So when he read about this, he just loved it. And then he got one of the highest-end products that we offer,
right,
which he said he never would have gotten otherwise. So,
right.
Yeah, he was thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, you know, there's, like you said, you're not in finance, but when you talk to finance people, they almost 100% will say, oh, no, you never want to buy that thing. It doesn't add value. You just want to, you know, lease it or just pay for the use of whatever. Now, I have a question. So somebody takes advantage of a leasing program. They buy a really nice system. You know, they're making their monthly payments. It's a 10-year deal. 5 years from now, I'm moving to Dallas or wherever. I'm moving to Denver, and I'm going to sell my house. So now I have this lease on this piece of equipment that I don't own. What happens then?
Right. There's two options. And what's most popular historically is the ability to transfer that lease to the new homeowner. You know, so the Premier Program representatives will talk to both you and the new homeowner, and they can walk you through that process, and it's real easy. The other option, option two, is to exercise the purchase of the equipment at a depreciated value. So at that point, it's like buying out a vehicle at the end of a lease. Hmm. You can do that as well.
Interesting. This is super interesting. And I think that, you know, for a lot of people where, you know, money's tight or cash flow is an important aspect of their lives, this could make a lot of sense. And I'm sure people have way more questions than we can cover today. So, Rich, if people want to learn more about, you know, either getting a fall tune-up, for sure they should be doing that. But if they want to learn more about leasing from you folks, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Sure. A couple ways. They can call us at 800-421-3220, or they can look us up online, WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Rich Dykstra Jr. is Vice President of Sales and Operation at Dykstra Home Services. Rich, it's always nice to speak with you. I hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving.
You too, Lou. Thanks so much.
You got it.